Some say this election changes everything and changes nothing. The marching bands play on, commemorating ties with the United Kingdom despite the reversal of a century of unionist political dominance. And barricades stand regardless of the nationalist win, separating communities as they have done through decades of troubles and decades of peace.
It just goes on the same.
No change then?
No change, it's just going on the same.
For too long, the unionists have always felt they've been top dog, but now they're second dog. And there's a lot of pride at stake.
Real change has happened, though, in the centre. The Alliance Party doubling its vote share among those who reject traditional identity politics. Cross-community youth groups like this one are not uncommon in a younger generation looking for a credible third way.
Common in the RCD, like Megan, she's Catholic, I'm Protestant, there's no difference between us at all. So why should you have to class yourself as two different religions if you're like the exact same people?
From my experience, like I said, if I wasn't involved in this programme, I probably wouldn't have any really involvement with the Protestant side of the community.
It did as a movement, obviously with the youth, but with our parents and stuff, with us being in that, they are learning more about community relations and building relations with other people and not just your identity.
And religion, once at the heart of conflict, now making tentative attempts at bridging divides.
So we have begun to meet on a regular basis with both ministers on the Shankill and priests from the Falls, and our parishioners don't seem to have a problem mixing whenever the occasion arises.
Reverend Tracy McRoberts has led community outreach efforts since a brief resurgence of violence last spring.
There are possibly more people doing this kind of work than we realise. But a lot of this type of work goes on behind closed doors.
The election doesn't solve Northern Ireland's problems, of course. You might say it's made things worse with Sinn Féin's nationalist victory, a big step towards a possible future United Ireland, a huge blow for unionists, with the Democratic Unionist Party threatening to boycott the Stormont Assembly over a post-Brexit sea border for trade that it says undermines Northern Ireland's position in the United Kingdom.
What's clear is that there is a middle ground growing in influence, cross-community ties being forged by people who feel less nationalist or unionist, more Northern Irish instead. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Belfast.